see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And good afternoon. This afternoon, my name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show, and welcome. We are the Watchmen for Jesus program, and welcome. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of the show, and I welcome you. It's brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. It's my one and only. Family, I'm going to dedicate the program right now. I always do this. It's what I dedicate it. And I dedicate to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will talk today a few, I think, important issues on how America's really ran. Man, I'm telling you, you're not being told the truth by a lot of places. What really runs this country? I'm going to talk about the facade that we're being led to believe, and we'll give you how it's really being operated. Since 1776, and hadn't skipped a beat. And to start off with, if you're new listeners, I don't want you to believe a word I say. I want you to check out everything I say and challenge everything I say in every way you can think possible. If you find a mistake, man, tell me about it. But get your facts together. What I try to do is take a very complex conspiracy and sum it down, boil it down to its essence, and then I apply it to the current events of today, and then how it applies to the biblical events as they're going to take place. And that's the way I do it. And so, we all are human. Human are prone to mistakes. With exception of the King James Bible. It's a fact. that it's an inerrant word of God, written by men, but they were righteous men, 40, over a 1,500-year period, inspired by the living God, who is Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. All three of the Trinity had a part in putting this Bible together, and all three of the Trinity are the one God. So I'd say that's continuity. And I may explain that also today. I got Bible studies that I have Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 9 at night, Eastern Standard Time. On Monday nights, that be tonight, I have a program on Revelation Radio Network. They allow me to also do Watchmen for Jesus program on their network. That's on Blog Talk Radio. You'll find it, Watchmen for Jesus, 9 to 11 tonight. And if the Blog Talk Radio, which has chat there, I don't have chat on my website, but you can also listen to it on my website, as people are doing now. And I have it recorded. All my shows are recorded. And I archive it at watchmenforjesus.com. And that's what I use my website mainly for. I got several studies that are detailed, but I don't have a lot of bells and whistles on it. You know, I just use it primarily to archive my programs and shows and Bible studies. I got some very comprehensive studies on it. But it's a very simple website, and I want to keep it that way. I don't have any solicitation on it. I don't even have a donate button, nothing. I don't have time for all that. All I want to do is get the word out before this thing hits. What thing am I talking about? The conspiracy that's getting ready to hit. And we're being set up for it, family. Just got to know what's going on and who the enemy really is. Once you know who the enemy is and once you know their agenda, you can pretty much filter through the scare, fear-mongering tactics used on the outside to the news and media, trying to keep you all in fear and scared and off track in the biblical prophecies that some of these so-called pseudo-evangelists are coming out with and putting out books. See, these are just completely bogus. And these are high-level, like Hagee and Joyce Myers and Copeland, all these people, they're out in left field. I'm telling you right now, there's no four blood moons. It's not in the Bible. Mark Blitz and Hagee are selling a bogus book. It's garbage. Absolute total garbage. I don't see why people can't see through this. You know, little things like this make a big difference. It's huge what I talk about. It's not some tabloids or whatever. I talk about the as high level as I can get. And I expose, as other people have done, not just me, but to expose the hierarchy that is over, higher up than the Vatican and our government and whatever. Our government's a puppet. That's all our government is, nothing but a puppet. They got their own agenda, but they're a puppet of the Vatican. The Vatican is a puppet of the Illuminati. And the Illuminati I specifically talk about is the Italian. John Coleman brought it up. John Coleman, controlled opposition, but they have to tell the truth. Springmeier, he started telling the truth or whatever, for the outside Illuminati, but he's anti-King James. That's his role, is to give you some truth, and then he spins it, and he's anti-King James. So that tells me he's not blessed, but he has good information about the Illuminati on the outside. Rob Skiba is the same way. He tells you good information about the Nephilim, the fallen angels and all that, but he's not blessed because he's anti-King James. Why do I say that? Because the King James is, T-H-E, capital, the Word of God, our Creator. That's His Word, 100%, to mankind, to show us all about Him. Well, I can't say all about Him, but what we can consume in our earthly bodies, our minds. We can never know the fullness of God. Knowing the fullness of God would be like, well, trying to pour the ocean into a pint cup. It would not fit. We as human beings do not have the dimensional capacity to understand that. None of us do. That's what the Bible is written like it is. The King James Bible, the Cambridge edition, to be specific. Family, I'll dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to talk today about humanism and what it really is, about the dialectic, how they use it, the communist infiltration of American churches, and the communist system, Marxist socialism, all under humanism, has ruled our nation and ruled the world since the very beginning of our history. It always has, as of 2014, going all the way back to the year 1425, is really the year it all started to target the North American continent, was the year 1425. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's so much we've not been told. So, got your cup of coffee out, or tea, or water, or whatever you've got, a notebook to prove me wrong. And this is not a bold claim. It's not an egotistical claim. It's nothing. It is so you will find out yourself. And if I find myself wrong, please tell me. I will change it the next day, but you have your evidence. The whole idea is a search for truth. Not support America, not to support a religion. Not Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about your redemption and your salvation by grace. That's all he's about. Not any religion, including Christianity. Because there's 37,000 different SECTS sects of Christianity. 37,000. That's ridiculous. I imagine about 90% of them have different beliefs or mix-mash different beliefs of all kinds, which I'm going to cover later on this week, the heresies it's taught. And again, do your own research. Don't be lazy. But the number one authority is the King James Bible, inspired by the living God himself. Mankind did the writing. Jesus Christ did the dictating. And God and Holy Spirit, if you will. That's pretty simple. But I'm going to talk about the details. Mass medication. I'm going to talk about population control. Talk about your vaccines. I mean, I include the whole gamut of how they are controlling mankind, and especially in America. I'm talking about details here. I'm not talking about philosophical, religious connotations. I'm talking about the real world, the real control factors that they've put upon us. And one more point before I dedicate is what's ironic, this period of time, this decade, plus or minus this decade, is that they are revealing the truth to you. They themselves are. Yeah. They're required to. They're telling you all about the Jesuits, and they're telling you about the Freemasons and the Illuminati and all this sort of thing. They want you to know how they're controlling it. You know why? And here's why they don't go further. I'm going to go further. It's because they're going to show you the evil that's been controlling you, which I'm doing also. But they stop there. I'm going to continue. Because what they're bringing on is a new world order that's going to appear to be peaceful. All Christ consciousness, we're all together cooking marshmallows by the fire. But it's a lie. It's going to be one of the most despotic governments ever formed in the history of mankind. They're not telling you that. So they're going to show you the evil now. It's called the dialectic. So they'll bring on the alternative. Well, it's got to be better. Well, no, it's not. It's worse. So they make it look better. It's an old moldy cake with new icing on it. That's all it is. The pot for the kettle. The only Savior. Pun intended, if you will. The only Savior is Jesus Christ supernaturally, and that's literal. Name me one period of history, just one, sent to me by email. Name me one period of history where mankind has saved themselves. Name even one. Buddha, Joseph Smith, Muhammad, Houdini, Confucians. Oh, I'm sorry, Confucius, the Dalai Lama. Name one. You will not be able to except for Jesus. Buddha, Krishna, Kalki Avatar, Imam Mahdi, not a darn one of them. They're all dead, and they're bones. Not one. And in the entire history of man, as recorded, with the exception of Jesus Christ, of course, and the biblical history of David and so forth, but of our history and European history, there have been only two benevolent monarchs, King James and Queen Victoria. All the others have been just real low life, and I mean today, Queen Elizabeth II included, are nothing but witchcraft, Freemasons, Order of the Garter, all kinds of Sikh societies, and absolute total evil. You can't even fathom in your worst nightmare how evil these people are. You can't even imagine it, and yet they appear not. And this includes our presidents, because they're in the same bloodline, literally. With the exception of Washington, John Adams, Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, JFK, and McKinley. And pretty much all those, except for two, have something in common. They were murdered. But they're still bloodline, and they went on their own to try to make things better. George Washington and John Adams had a problem with the Fabians and the Freemasons, even though they both were. They pulled away from that route. Freemasons don't tell you about that with George Washington. He turned down many positions because he didn't trust them. He's a member of the Freemasons, yeah, but he didn't trust them. He definitely didn't trust the Fabians. He pulled away. Proofs of Conspiracy by John Robison was passed on to Reverend Snyder, who gave a copy to George Washington in 1998. Later on in the year 1999, George Washington died. A lot of things people don't know. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get moving today. This week, all week long, I'm just going to hit it. Lord, we thank you today for, Father, this network. Lord, the opportunity we have to come together in this ministry. Lord, we pray that, Father, you'll bless us today. You'll forgive us of our sins as we lay them before you on the cross. Lord, we name them privately and personally to you, that, Father, you forgive us of those sins. And, Father, convict us of any others we might slide back on, or, Father, to remind us when we're falling away. Lord, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in each one of us, that, Lord, will guide us in the right path. Father, we pray for our brethren and our families, Father, to cover them with the blood of Jesus, to bring those that's away, that's distant, those that's, Father, that's separated from the families, that you soften their hearts and bring them back together. Father, protect them from these drugs, protect them from influences, protect them from the false theologies that's going around, Lord, that, Father, you'll give them discernment and wisdom to bring them back home. And, Lord, to give us the words, give those that have their families to come back together, the words to witness and to lead them in the right path to accept Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, to open up the eyes of our leaders, that, Lord, that they'll see what they're doing, that, Lord, that there'll be whistleblowers to come out to expose the evil that's going within the governments. Lord, we pray for the churches, that, Father, they'll once, for once, Lord, they'll turn away from these false Bibles and take up the King James. And, Lord, for once they will turn away from the false theology and turn away from the 501c3 and these controls by the government and teach the truth and bring those to repentance to the cross, Lord, and to preach the true word of God. Father, we need this watchman. We need the real preachers out there and the pastors and the rabbis and the priests to turn away from the false theologies and come back to the truth about Jesus. Father, we need that blood, the holy blood of Jesus, Father, to be covered upon them, that, Father, they'll be convicted. Father, we pray, Lord, for the children that's being identified and abducted. Lord, we pray that they'll be released, more to be released. And, Father, give comfort to those families missing their children that will be looked at, sought after, for the sacrifices coming up in this October. Lord, we pray for protection around children. We pray, Father, for protection of those that give them their protection, the knowledge, the discernment to move away from situations that might get them kidnapped. Father, we call upon you to strip down the protection of all the Wiccas. Strip down the protection of these covens. Father, to close off their technology, close off their rituals, and take them down, Lord. But upon those, Father, you strip away that protection, that you take the Holy Spirit, Father, we call upon you. Father, you'll bind that Holy Spirit to their hearts, the ones, Father, you know, that will even turn covens around and lead them to the love of Jesus. Father, for those that you know that will. Father, these things we pray. We also pray, Lord, for our veterans. Father, we pray against this spirit of suicide, this demon of suicide, that, Father, you'll take it away and cover them because, Father, they've been put under the control of these drugs, these psychotropic drugs, the technology for voice and the skull, the telepathy, the synthetic telepathy, Father, these ways that people don't know about. Lord, you'll shut down the technology and strip it away. And, Father, to lead them to family members, it's going to lead them to the true word of God. And Father, take away that spirit of that demon of suicide that's prevailing today. And to shut down these curses. Father, we pray for that, Lord, against these Wicca and against their curses. To take it down, Lord, and destroy it. All these things we pray, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, you know, it's a heavy responsibility to have a TV station, a radio station, write books, whatever. Because it automatically, no matter who you are, it automatically puts you in a position of power. Don't matter who you are. I imagine Elmer Fudd could get a radio station or some kind of newsletter, send out, make it viral and all that, and it gives even Elmer Fudd some kind of credibility, just because it's official. It don't mean he's credible. He may still be trying to kill Bugs Bunny. I don't know. But the point is, you have a heavy responsibility, so you got to make sure that what you say on the air, in the front of cameras, in a newsletter, that's right. And if you're belonging to some organization, movement, country, I don't know, whatever, some allegiance to something that's not of God, then you got a problem. If you've taken a blood oath to some organization, you have loyalty to something man-made, you got a problem. You got a serious problem. Because you're going to be biased to that political side, that religious side, or whatever. See, Christianity was created by Constantine. He's a pagan anyway. That's fact. Christianity is based on the occult underneath. Jesus Christ is not about none of that. He has a set, it's called the Ten Commandments. He didn't add to the commandments. He qualified them when he came in and said, I have two more. But it didn't add to them. It didn't take the others away. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul, and to love each other. Now, how hard is that? All he's doing is qualifying the ten personally. The Ten Commandments, put in stone by God himself. 613 instructions given to Moses, they wrote on scrolls, was the Old Testament law. Masoretic texts. And it was harsh. Because he didn't want anyone to fail. And He made it harsh because he had commandments that we had to fulfill. Well, they had to fulfill. Did you know that before the flood, there's only 8 righteous people on the face of this earth? And they estimate, of course, you know how that goes, 20 million existed in the old times. I'm not sure how they got that figure, but they say 20 million. Out of 20 million, 8 were righteous and generationally pure. It means they had not become Nephilim. They didn't have the hybrid blood that everybody else had. The entire bloodline of Cain was destroyed. So there's no bloodline of Cain that got past the flood. There wasn't 2 of each flesh that were human. 2 of each flesh of animal, yeah. Human, there are 8, as the Bible says. 8 people. Noah, wife, 3 sons, 3 wives. That's it, no kids. Until after the flood. God would have done that. He'd have made sure, because he knew it was coming, obviously. Only 8 to take care of 2 of every flesh. And every flesh of the animals. Then species evolved after the flood. But not horizontally, but vertical. Different species of bear, different species of horse or whatever. In other words, a lizard didn't turn into a bird. That's ridiculous. You can actually trace back the generations to the origin of man, Adam and Eve. Now, if you want to have this ambiguous millions and millions and millions of years, which carbon-14 dating is bogus, as they've proven it now, you can do that. They always throw out 93 million years. Then it was destroyed by a meteorite that came down. Oh, so we had second evolution, huh? Oh, okay. So second time, a most amazing thing happened. He had another evolution. Well, everything's destroyed, right? 93 million years ago or something. A meteorite crash, everything died. So what happened? He had another regeneration of life or something? And you have, like, they show you this artist's depiction of, you know, from a monkey to a human. You got like 5 generations of something in between where the monkey is humpbacked or little and starts losing his hair till he gets human. You got my point. All right. Well, they got millions and millions of those humans and millions of these monkeys, but they don't have millions and millions of those in the middle. What happened? Something happened there. They disappeared, flew away. I don't know what happened. Which, you know, there's a couple of scientists up in Norway or somewhere up there. It must be in the air. I don't know what happened. But they were discussing, and I got the paper. I mean, it wasn't a tabloid. It was a scientific journal of some sort that they were discussing. This is too much. Which evolved first, the mouth or the butt? I kid you not. Chicken or the egg, right? The mouth or the butt. Can you imagine? Be a whole lot backed up if the mouth was first, wouldn't you? Then if the butt evolved first, you'd be starved to death. Unless your butt had teeth. Really. These people are serious. And they're seriously got serious problems. They'll do whatever they have to do to not accept the fact that God exists. And he's a judgmental God. But he's a loving God too. But he judges on what we do. He don't like us going against the 10 commandments. So you got to kind of figure out which one you like that you don't want to accept Jesus as your Savior. The 10 commandments, which one you like doing. That's more important than your eternal life. That's what the bottom line is. I know you got the news today and all that, but that's going to go away. You can say that the white hats got rid of the radioactivity from Japan, and we're all saved by the white hats and all that if you want to. But we got flu going around, Ebola. That's the next fear-mongering thing, issue they got pushed out at you. They got a meteorite racing. Always got something going on. Then they bring up Sandy Hook again. Somebody brought that up to me the other day. Then they bring up 911. It's like they have some kind of a a fishbowl that's got all these little pieces of paper, and it's got all this fear-mongering issues, and just reach in there, pick one out. Okay, what is it? Oh, this is Sandy Hook this week. Oh, okay. So we have all the news talk about Sandy Hook and radio shows, and let's talk about Sandy Hook. Family fed Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook was a false flag. Now, you can spend an hour on the alleged studies. Now they're coming out and telling you it's a false flag, you know. But there it is. There's my discussion on Sandy Hook. It's a false flag. Why would it be a false flag? Why would they have a false flag of all those children killed, shot with 10 rounds each? Little kids with a 10-round 5.56? You got to be kidding me. I was a Marine for 12 years. I know what a 5.56 can do to a body when it leaves that body on the outside, went right through and through. It leaves a big hole on the outside. Family, 10 shots per kid. Man, a guy couldn't reload that fast. Blood would have been everywhere. You'd had YouTube presentations all over the place, memorials everywhere. But that wasn't what happened. And the coroner, he couldn't get his information straight. Anyway, I'm not as far as I want to go with it. The purpose of Sandy Hook was to justify putting security, police, in your schools to protect the schools, not from shooters. Oh, they're going to have some more. They're going to have some shooters in schools coming. But the purpose of the security is to get you used to it. So when the parents come to take their kids out of school, when they start the illegal and the vaccinations coming, required, you won't be able to get on school property. They will have justification to arrest you. That's the purpose of Sandy Hook. So you're not going to ask. So let's say that they start putting security at your schools now with M4s or assault rifles, which one school has bought like 15 or 20 assault rifles, and grenade launchers for schools in Florida. You got to be kidding me. But they have. They can't take a chance on some of the schools having parents that were militia or former military that know what they're doing. See, these people that play this role in the schools of security have nothing but their own interest involved. And the hierarchy are cowards because they're afraid that we'll kick their homesick butt back to where they came from. So they got us all divided and shooting at each other. They protect the schools from the parents. When the parent gets a text from their kid, they're making us have vaccinations today. You told me not to. They're going to make us do it. Police are here. I know that you parents out there are going to leave your school, leave your work, or you leave your home, whichever the case may be. And you're going to rush, and there's going to be a backup of traffic of aware parents that wants their kids out of there. Well, you're on private property. And they've got the rifles there to keep you from it. And they will shoot you or put you in a bus to take you to a FEMA camp. This is their plan. Actually, I can give you the quote that teaches this strategy. It comes from this very, very evil individual by the name of Ayn Rand. You know, the Ayn Rand that, whose philosophy is followed by Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Paul Ryan. They love Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand, besides Ruth Bader Ginsburg, one of the most evil women in the face of the earth, was, like Hillary too, every doggone one of them. Eastern Stars at the highest level. The methodology they use is quoted in a textbook of the Illuminati written in fictional form called Atlas Shrugged, 1957. It was a textbook of the Illuminati put to fictional form of a storyline to hide the fact that it's a Illuminati textbook based on humanistic principles, but real world strategy that they're using right now, today, every single day, as demonstrated by the articles and newspapers and so forth as they're carried through. Sandy Hook is another example. Here's a strategy they use. There's no way, quote, Atlas Shrugged, 1957, Anne Rand, who was, by the way, mistress of Philip Rothschild. Don't miss the word I said, mistress. Mistress of Philip Rothschild. So I imagine she took some dictation among the mistressing going on there. Her interviews on TV back in the 60s and 70s time frame are absolutely horrific. Unbelievable. Here's a strategy they use in what I'm talking about. Quote, there's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. Ah, but just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. And you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, it'll be much easier to deal with, unquote. That's a part of that book. The whole book is a textbook taught to the little pagans, Illuminati pagans, as they go through school. And when they become college age, they're set up with good positions of power. And they perpetrate this satanic bloodline and membership throughout the generations. They even planned in 1873 to 1901 in a lecture given, several series of lectures about the protocols and learned elders of Zion, that it might take a century to put people in place that they could carry out their agenda. And when you hear that, it leads you to the next strategy they use. That goes back to 42 B.C. by Cicero Marcus Tullinus. He said, and I quote, and this is exactly what's going on today in your Congress, in your business, in your law enforcement, in your religion, in seven areas, family, your science, education, religion, politics, finance, harmony, beauty, and the arts. They display in the arts the occult right in front of your face in rituals that we think is entertainment. Now, if you think it's old fogey, I'm not wrong. Every actress, actor, singer, songwriter, dancer, whatever, in Hollywood, every single one is going to make it. I mean, from Denzel Washington to Beyonce, I mean, every one of the biggest name ones must sign their name in blood, in their own blood, to Lucifer, plus the contract they have for a movie or whatever. That's a fact now. And there's actually a writing instrument of some sort that you might think would belong in a hospital that draws out their blood, and it becomes a writing instrument. Now, this is what really goes on behind the scenes. Now, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to challenge what I've just said. And you find out for yourself. And they admit it themselves. Now, I'm not going to play any clips I normally play. But I want to move along today. Normally, I'll start playing some of my clips and all that to let you hear what they say about it. But I don't have time today. So now back to Cicero Marcus Tullinus. And all those seven areas I named, including philosophy is number seven, and the colleges and universities, family, every single college and university and public school in America is in fact by quote date names confirmed schools of humanism. Every single one. Every college and university now is a school on humanism, socialism, and Marxist preachment. And if the teachers, professors, don't teach it the way they're told to, they will be fired from their job at Harvard, at Yale, MIT, Cornell, you know, New York University, George Mason, George Washington. I get a list of them. These are facts, I'm telling you, because they belong to the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, back to what I was talking about, called the enemy within. This is how Satan works in all the countries, but especially America. Cicero Marcus Tullinus says it very best. In 42 year B.C. before Christ, he said, and I quote, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banners openly. But the traitor moves among those within the gates freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself. For the traitor appears not traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar to the victims. He wears their face and their garments, and he appeals to the basis that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared," unquote. Who are we talking here? I'm talking about Knights of Malta, the Jesuits that work in all the seven areas I named. The Freemasons are nothing but foot soldiers. The mafias and the organized crime, they carry out the nefarious. And the CIA orchestrates it. But they're all puppets of a bigger scheme. They all will be targeted as they are used. My warnings have been to them as well. They're being targeted by a much higher level group that they better know about. Even the street gangs is going to be used. MS-13, Crips, Bloods, the motorcycle gangs, all that. They will be used up and then taken out when martial law is declared. They're not told this. They're told that they'll have carte blanche to do what they want to when they have the changeover, you might say. Do as I wilt is the whole of the law. This is what they hope. They'll have free rein to commit the crimes as they wish and please. But that will not happen. They're being lied to, even them, by the hierarchy, because they will declare martial law. They will then release millions, which are already here, of Chinese, Russian, European military already here. They will carry out a plan of depopulation under benevolence of protecting the innocent. And we'll want it, too. That's the tricky part. It's called the dialectic. Has it happened yet? Absolutely not. But it's going to. And God will allow it. Because we turned away from God a long time ago. Individuals, yes, have been there praying. It's extended its time. This is true. But we're on borrowed time. Now that 22 states have same-sex marriage, abortion is being tabled as legal, marijuana and all these drugs are being legalized, Child euthanasia in Oregon is being passed through. They figure they can pass it this time. They've been trying since 1994. The Wicca, the Satanists up in Oregon are doing a lot of their rituals to get this thing passed. The legislators that's going to hold it back, they're being identified and will be tabled, targeted. All this is going to happen eventually. The more we pull away from God, He will allow it to happen. Family, pray, though, that it's extended. Pray that it'll be extended, that God will still hold back so more will be witnessed to and more will have an opportunity to accept Jesus as Savior. That's really the bottom line. When you have 700,000, 800,000 children, depends what year it is, missing every year, that's the average, missing. About three quarters of them are not found, ever. Well, they're doing a good job finding a quarter. I don't think so. We have a tyrannical government, don't we? You so-called truth tellers out there, don't we have a tyrannical government watching everything you do? Satellite technology, FEMA camps, oh, they got cameras everywhere. They got microchips on everything. Can't even move, can't squeeze, nothing without getting seen, right? Well, okay, well, tell me something then. How come they can't find these kids if we have such a tyrannical government? Unless the government's in on it. Like Nancy Schaefer, Senator, she's going to take down Child Protective Service and expose it, what it really is. A child abduction service for the CIA to take those kids for sex rituals, death rituals for your legislators, CEOs, military leaders at the highest level who are secret society members. In fact, have sexual orgies using children that's bust in. Evil you can't imagine. Those that are members of your Congress, members of your military generals, admirals, that are members of those that are briefing the Council of Foreign Relations or Luciferian, attending Bohemian Grove, members of the Council of National Policy, Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome, family, you take the worst criminal, sociopath in prison today, tattooed all over, it would pale in comparison to how evil these people really are behind the scenes. Because they are the enemy within. But these gangs I'm telling you about, they're going to use them up and then give carte blanche to the foreign forces to kill them when the call has been made. But right now, the other strategy they're using is one that George Orwell talks about, is to keep us all in fear. The militia, you've been targeted, oath keepers, even your leader is going to backstab you bad. He's lying to you. It's like Paul Rykoff, Council of Foreign Relations member. Family, they're going to put leaders in control of these groups, pretend to be on your side, and they are not. Or they wouldn't be there. Because their strategy is voiced by Vladimir Lenin, who was a student of humanism and Marxism that we're living in today. He said, and I quote Vladimir Lenin, a student, by the way. He didn't make this quote up. He's taught by Adam Weishaupt, and is not personally, of course, but is carried on through the generations. He voiced it like this, quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent," unquote. So they lead the dissension and rebellion, militia, oath keepers, and others that rebel. They teach you to rebel using the liberty as a cue word made up by Edward Bernays, back in the 20s, nephew of Sigmund Freud. To make sure we have dissension and rebellion, in all cases. And then, they make the laws that they can crack down on innocent men. That's how they do it. And it works perfectly. It has since our country was born. We keep making the same mistakes. Every war, I mean no exception, every single war we've ever fought in, the enemy was already created. The plans were made generation ahead and then launched with a false flag. Every single war, from Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War, Mexican War, the Alamo, they made sure they died. Our government made sure those at the Alamo died to give a false flag, the justification. Sinking of the Maine, Civil War. Lincoln confirms the Civil War was propagated by the Jesuits. Lincoln confirms this in his own quote. That's one of the reasons they had to assassinate Lincoln, the Jesuits, and Freemasons. It makes me mad sometimes. But you have a lot of Freemasons, Knights of Malta, well, no, Freemasons that don't know what they're involved in. They have no idea because their own hierarchy lied to them. As directed by Albert Pike in Morals and Dogma. They brainwash them in the first 3 degrees, the Blue Lodge, and they filter through the ones they want to use and keep to go the 4th degree and 5th. And they really have someone they need. They fast forward them in a weekend to 33rd degree. It's an honorary degree, but they can make a 33rd degree in a weekend. But they renounce Jesus Christ. They don't tell the Blue Lodges this. Oh, yeah. I can give the blood oaths for the first 3 degrees and tell you what they are. I don't have time right now, but I do have it. So when they come up and say, well, we don't take blood oaths. Really? You mean these 3 blood oaths you don't take? Mm-hmm. The ones you don't tell your families about? The secrets that you carry? Do you realize when your wife or whatever asked you or your kids, said, what'd you do tonight at the lodge? I really can't tell you. It's a secret. It's a secret. Do you really understand what happens when you tell a family member that? I don't trust you enough to tell you. Things are going on there that I really can't tell you about. Now, do you understand the psychological implications of that, of a child that is going to try to trust you? A wife that is more important to you than the lodge of a bunch of traitors that's going to turn their back on you so fast when you turn away from them, they will drop you like a hot Irish potato. As a matter of fact, if you tell some of the secrets, they will murder you. Depends on how high up you are. Now, I don't think I'd want to belong to there if I was you. But once you get pulled into it, getting out is like trying to pull a tooth without any pain relief. It's going to hurt like the dickens. But it's better to have that tooth pulled than sitting there aching all day the rest of your life. Because they're going to kill you. That's exactly what's going to happen to every Freemason. Once the Great White Brotherhood has total control, Chapter 15 of the Protocols, they are going to execute all Freemasons. It is in their protocol. You don't believe it? You better look at it. It will happen. I can promise you that. Because this is their plan. They've already planned to get rid of the FBI once they have total control in the world government. FBI is gone. It's documented. You understand this? Congressional records. December 1963 was briefed. And one of the 45 objectives was to eliminate the FBI. Won't need you anymore. Yes. Sometimes I get going and because I feel an urgency to tell people what's going on, and I need to talk about humanism today. I agree 100%. Sometimes I go on these little rabbit trails. That sometimes it's good, sometimes it's a fault that I have. Yeah, you know. Okay. Real quick, I'm not going to elaborate, but I'm going to give you some highlights of news that you might need to hear. And I'm not going to elaborate on these because I want to get to humanism. But a report came out. The world's first genetically modified babies will graduate high school this year. Okay, if they tell you this, they've been doing it now for 20 years. In 1985, they cloned a pharaoh. You understand this? In 1985, there are four ways to clone. In one of those ways, they cloned a pharaoh in 1985. You understand this? He will not be of God because a cloned being will not be of God. He'll have a soul, but it will not be connected to God. It's a little complicated to explain. Stephen Hawking, genius. There is no God. See, they're all coming out of the woodwork now. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, an American hero? Staying put, has some choice words for a young feminist. The feminist movement was created by the Rockefellers, confirmed, to destroy America from the inside. And the feminists that's involved have no idea. They don't know it. They don't want to hear it either. It's a fact. Teachers that don't conform, teachers that also they're using, this one teacher, last name Cooper, Pennsylvania teacher, was sentenced for sex abuse of four students. Why would they do that? So you can't trust the schools, right? So we need the international rights of the child, right? Wrong. International rights of the child takes control of your children. So they need these cases, these situations, convictions to show your children are not safe in school. So now justify legislators signing the international rights of the child. Then when they do that, then the state owns your child. And they have security there to keep them secure away from you. Now I find that a problem. You see how this works? The government plan to stop school shootings. Monitor homeschoolers? Really? It's called the dialectic, family. Make so many laws that it becomes impossible to... You got that works? You see how this works now? Homeschoolers are going to be monitored. You radical homeschoolers. Shame on you. That's how they're going to stop school shootings. You got to be kidding me. That's how they do it. Now you got a school in California purging Christian books for their protection. Sandy Hook Commission blames homeschooling. And then it justifies putting police in your schools and blaming homeschooling. Family, wake up. Then they come out here with children for human sacrifices, many of them, mafia arrested, assassination attempts on whistleblower. Family, they're letting this out, and they'll do it, but to make it look like they're actually doing something about it. Great, they got a couple of hundred maybe. That's great. But what about 700,000? Out of that, how about 550,000 that can't find? See how they do it? Now, they have a huge plunge in kindergarten vaccination rates. Uh-oh. To justify getting the flu shots back in 2009, they came up with a bogus report, and they had to cancel it all out. They couldn't, nobody was getting their flu shots. The CDC came out with a report in 2009, quote, CDC, U.S. swine flu deaths surpassed 1,000. That never happened. It just died a death. It wasn't deaths from flu. It was the death of the plan to vaccinate kids back in 2009. Uh-oh, they got caught. They made it die a death. The agenda just kind of went away 5 years ago. Where'd it come from? They put it in the news. It's a bogus report. It's bogus. It wasn't 1,000 deaths in a flu shot 2009. They want us all to get a flu shot to start the darn pandemic. But they failed. See, God's at work here, family. God is at work. So they got to target the schools, just like they did in Mexico. They got to target the discos. Still have discos now? Anyway, they got to target the night spots. They got to kill a few kids. They got to hit a mall on a Saturday afternoon or something like that. They got to hit a couple of schools, something to justify weapon control, gun control, justify putting police in the schools now, and to shut down on homeschooling or militia or something like that. So they got to have a false flag coming up soon. That's how they do it. Am I looking too much into this? Absolutely not. Because these articles, if you copy-paste them in the search bar and you hit the title, it goes all through the United States. J.P. Morgan, 1915, bought out 25 of the major newspapers, according to congressional records. J.P. Morgan bought out 25 major newspapers and assigned an editor to each one in 1915 to control what went out. Well, Tom, that was 1915. Mm-hmm. It's passed on in 1921 to Rockefellers, who created the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati organization. Council of Foreign Relations controls your government. The equivalent is the Royal Institute of National Affairs in London. They control London, Chatham House. And the Illuminati controls them. You understand this? They set the standards. They send out the reports. And so the news and media, TV, radio, everything was passed to the Council of Foreign Relations in 1921. Until when? Until today. And it continues on, total control. So they'll take an article, plaster it all over the place. So they could have something happen in Timbuktu, Florida, or Timbuktu, Tennessee, or South Carolina. Beaufort, South Carolina, Beaufort, whatever. They could take an incident, make it happen, plan it, and now hit the entire United States with that one situation, one article, and everybody in the United States reads it. That fits their agenda. That's how they do it. Police kill unarmed man, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes they'll do that because you have, listen to me, you have infiltrated in major police departments and now smaller police departments, felons that's been trained in prison, 185,000, it's increasing in number, infiltrated, given jobs by design in major police departments and now little ones, substations. It's going to take over police functions once the Great White Brotherhood takes total control. Hardin, Montana is a good example. It happened. American police force. Clinton talked about a national police force. Don't tell me no. And Obama's carrying it through. And guess who had it first? Yeah, Adolf Hitler. And guess what, after 1945, who he brought over to America? Yeah, 10,000 Nazis. While everybody looked at Nuremberg. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, Nuremberg. We brought 10,000 Nazis experts to America. Including Adolf Hitler. He didn't die. No, he didn't. Adolf Hitler, you know Adolf Hitler, right? Adolf Hitler, Third Reich, second cousin to Stalin. Second cousin to this lying, cheating, murderer, Knights of Malta member named Churchill. Oh yeah, absolutely. And Queen Elizabeth II are all were second cousins. That's correct. Under the Rothschild sperm bank. Now you got it? That's how it works. And all our presidents are 6th, 7th, 8th cousins of that one bloodline. Appointed as president since George Washington. Now, you got the point? Here we go, before I get too far into something else. In Deuteronomy 28, 31, 47, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes shall look on and yearn for them continually. But there shall be nothing you can do because you did not serve the Lord your God. That's Deuteronomy. Jonathan Edwards, In the Hands of an Angry God. You ought to read that sermon one day. The Humanist Manifesto, it's okay to lie, it's okay to steal, it's okay to have premarital sex, it's okay to cheat, it's okay to kill. If these things are part of your own value system, and you've clarified these values for yourself. That's not me. That's Dr. Murray Norris. Weep for your children. On page 6. You know, that quotation from Dr. Norris's book is an explanation by Eric Carle of Sidney Simon's Values Clarification. The Humanist Manifesto. The New Age Movement. Not Islam. The New Age Movement. Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Did you know that? Dr. Simon's courses at one time back in the 80s, 70s and 80s were popular in educational circles across the nation. A lot of areas of courses, his courses were required for teacher certification. A great deal was written about Dr. Simon's values clarification and the associated strategies. And these values are taught to your children beginning in kindergarten, even preschool. Even you. I don't care who I'm talking to. Because this goes back to 1908. And then after. Even preschool centers use TA for TOTS. Yeah. And through the 12th grades by the public schools as well as many private church schools. Unfortunately, the federal government funds many of these humanist programs which propagate these values. This is a core belief that's been given to all of us that you didn't know. The teaching of Dr. Simon's, these values clarifications, has resulted in a curious dichotomy of some sort. Among the educationists that Simon methodologies, they're strongly defended. But for among the parents, a mounting wave of criticism was rising back in the 80s, but it was snuffed out as they changed and trained each generation of kid, became more, what's the word? Became more accepting of the new theology, the new philosophy. So, the question is, to whom do the children belong? The parent or the public school? The state? Where does the final say belong to what can be done to and with public school children? More and more parents are discovering, usually too late, that the humanist courts are deciding in favor of the state. Hence, Child Protective Service, as was being taken on by Nancy Schaefer, and also the North American Union was going to be attacked by Nancy Schaefer. Unfortunately, though, she was killed by her husband as she slept, and he shot himself. She is closing him down, and she would have too. There's no doubt in my mind. But she died by the hands of her husband in the prime of her effort, and then he died by his own hand. But they can't decide whether it's a shot in the head or a shot in the chest. There seems to be some contention there. You get my point? Too large a segment of the general public takes the stance that these educational issues are of no concern to them, but they're the ones promulgating it. Either they have no children, or their children are no longer in school age, or their children are safely in a private church school, protected. They have their own escape plan and deep underground military bases and these trains that go so fast it'd suck you in a tunnel if you was in a hole. What they don't realize is, what they know, don't know, is that when they have that recall, that day when it comes, they're heading straight to their grave. They will not be allowed to live. So once they go in that deep underground military bases and their little cities down there, that will become their tomb. They just don't know that yet. There's no outsiders in public education. Everyone's paying the bill for the excessive expansion or expensive public disgrace. And now it's getting worse and worse. Little by little, they're chipping away at each decade of generation. And they've given them names. Generation X, Y, Z, baby boomers. There's a reason why they're giving the names for each generation. Because each generation, listen, Tavistock takes each generation and identifies it, assigns to it objectives on how they're going to peel away their previous beliefs, heading toward a complete total belief in humanism. Now, I may have new listeners. I got quite a few today, so I owe you an explanation. Before most of us was born, the humanists, for example, the fact is that the humanists took over public education a long time ago with Horace Mann first and then John Dewey, who was the father of American education. He was a humanist. An apple is an apple. Well, John Dewey was a humanist. And whereas the apple is not an orange. And John Dewey was nothing but a solid humanist personified. That's what he was, through and through. Every cell of his body. He actually was part of the planning process for the extraterrestrial hoax that's getting ready to be played on you. John Dewey. I'm not going to go there today. It's about humanism. So the fact that public education in American media has been taken over by a group of these people that want you to abandon your traditional worldview, accept secular humanism or Marxism, Leninism, is easily documented. It goes back to the beginning of education. I'm not saying or implying that maybe every educator, but the others that's not, are real quiet. I'm not saying every movie producer entirely, but the others just go along the program or they end up leaving. Or every journalist or every publisher, but I'd say about 99%. There are, however, enough people in key leadership positions in each of these fields now to control much of what's being taught in public schools. Messages are being broadcast by American media, controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations, totally. And before most of us was born, the humanists were claiming victory in the conquest of the American public school. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, and I quote, he's a humanist. He said, quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. Did you get that? You're probably saying, where can I find that? Well, I can tell you. Humanism, A New Religion by Charles Francis Potter. Simon & Schuster, New York, New York. He wrote it in 1930 on page 128, if you get the original. It goes back 20 years before Charles Francis Potter. 57 years later, to show you continuity of this plan, Herbert London of New York University, which is an Illuminati college, through and through, he said, and I quote Herbert London in 1987, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, as Marxist and socialism. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. Unquote. Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist, of course, under Clinton, another destroyer. A Luciferian of the high priest is Clinton, and Buchanan. All of them. Georgia Ann Geyer, she said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities." At the same time, Roger Kimball said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu," that's mean Marxist and humanist, "at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. Now you see why I read to you Cicero Tolentius' quote about the enemy within. They've been infiltrating your colleges, universities, and public schools since it ever started. There's supposed to be a New World Order in 1943, and that liar FDR was getting ready to pull us into it. He's working with Churchill and Adolf Hitler, oh, absolutely, and the Japanese elite, all back in the 1920s. We funded, Woodrow Wilson helped fund Trotsky, the Bolshevik Revolution. Family, this is a reality. To bring in humanism, to use it, but had to be brought in slowly. They needed to have that family unit structured together in the first part of the century, of the 20th century, to lead to 1945, to foment the wars, to be able to find that patriotic fervor, fight for freedom, was brought up by Edward Bernays. The wars were planned in 1909. Actually, the wars were planned in 1873. Albert Pike. Oh, yeah, World War I, World War II. You see how it works? But these institutions that are training our political leaders and journalists and scientists and primary and secondary school teachers, yep, the people who teach our children, your children, are trained by professors who dislike everything you call American. I mean throughout the United States. Colleges and universities are producing teachers who've been taught to discredit religion, disdain public enterprise, and to show contempt for parents who don't want to totally surrender this role of educating your kids to them. One more quote by Dr. Chester Pierce, medical doctor of Harvard University, addressing 2,000 teachers to give an example. This is public. This was made over an intercom, over a microphone, a microphone in front of 2,000 teachers in a teaching conference in Denver, Colorado in 1973. It was copied down. And here's what Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future." Unquote. So what is humanism? You know, the Humanist magazine in January, February 1976 said, and I quote, "Something wonderful, free, unheralded, and of significance to all humanists is happening in the secondary schools. It is the adolescent literature movement. They may burn Slaughterhouse 5 in North Dakota and ban a number of innocuous books in Kennewick County, but thank God the crazies don't do all that much reading. If they did, they'd find out that they have already been defeated. Adolescent literature has opened Pandora's box," unquote. Ouch. And you know at NEA, National Education Association Conference, in 1984, Robert Chase said the following, quote, "First of all, I think it's time that we as a profession are willing to accept the facts that we need to gain control of the education of our young. And if indeed we are willing to leave the outside of schools and outside of the profession and leave it to those who are not trained to do this, homeschoolers, I think we're not taking the courageous step that's necessary in this particular instance. This is indeed a very controversial item in this particular document, but I have said before, this organization has never shied away from controversy." I got a whole slew of these humanist quotes about how they've taken over the education. And each decade they chip away to bring them closer to accepting humanism. Pretty much beginning really in 1945 till today. That's where the drugs come in, where the video games come in. That's where the anti-American spirit comes in Vietnam. When they were spitting on, these people were paid to do all that by the humanists. You understand this? How deep this goes? The Humanist Manifesto, too, said, and I quote, "We affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational. Needing no theological, ideological sanction, ethics stems from human need and interest. To deny this distorts the whole basis of life." Ouch. What did I say a little while ago? Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. Potter. Ouch. Oh, it gets some people's attention, you teachers out there especially, of what you're doing to your own country, what you're doing to yourselves, what you're doing to the children that you are raising, that you're responsible for. Those kids trust you. And the parents trust you. Well, I know. You're afraid of your job to lose it because the Eastern Stars run around like banty roosters, keep you all in control. They check on you every now and then, make sure you're teaching the right thing, or they will set you up and fire you. Oh, I know. It's a problem. Yeah. They look over your common core heretical teaching. No Child Left Behind was the way that, Bush tried to get around homeschooling because they couldn't outlaw it. So they had No Child Left Behind to put pressure on the teachers to cheat, lie. Common Core, make it so difficult you couldn't teach anyway. This is what it's all about, family. Keep you busy, tied up, TV, golf. Fantasy football? While they destroy your kids. And once doing it, they don't realize they're destroying themselves. Russ Walton, an old-style educator, he offered a review of a textbook on sex education that was used in California schools, of course. The book is called Human Sexuality, Course for Young Adults, and was published around 1975. It was designed for young children between 12 and 14 years old. It was explicit in both word and picture. It told children that the home was the worst place to learn about sex. Parents are too ignorant, old-fashioned, or too narrow-minded. The best place for sex education is in the school. Now, hear what I said. The parents are too ignorant, old-fashioned, or narrow-minded. Let's go back a minute. What did Chester Pierce say in that quote 2 years earlier? He said the 2,000 teachers. Why didn't one quarter of the 2,000 teachers sign a petition to have this loop fruit taken out of the medical industry? Had him fired, man. Back then, 73, I think McDonald's was hiring managers. He's a doctor. He could handle hamburgers, I guess, right? Yeah, he could do that. Probably smart enough to do that. He don't need to be a medical doctor. He don't need to be teaching Harvard neither. But he probably still is. He was still alive. I don't know. Whatever. But this Dr. Pierce of Harvard University, a humanist college, said that every child in America entering school of age 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of a nation. How does a child at 5 years old have all that at 5 years old? That's my first question when I read this. Quote, how's that possible? At 5 years old, that's some fast learning, I'd say. Or would it be that they're really figuring that the child at 5 has taken on the parents' characteristics, bring it to the school? You see what I'm saying? So they're working on the core of your children at 5 years old to eliminate what you as a parent have taught them. Now that would tick me off if I knew that. They're trying to change what you taught as a baby boomer because you learned from your parents, but they're trying to cut that down so they'll bring on and be accepting of the humanist movement. How's that? The humanism. They stated that perversion is like obscenity. It's all in the eye of the beholder. Unusual sexual behavior is not a perversion. Unquote. This book said. Premarital sex is okay if it's practiced by the majority of the world's cultures. In this textbook. Casual extramarital affairs are okay unless the man becomes involved in a lengthy affair and falls in love with the other woman. Really? I'd say that's being taught to those kids back in 1975. Human Sexuality, a course for young adults, and was published in 1975. U.S. Surgeon General, I'd say that's a pretty responsible position, wouldn't you? I guess so. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Joycelyn Elders, back in the day, 1990s, said, and I quote her, "We've taught our children in driver's education what to do in the front seat, and now we've got to teach them what to do in the back seat," unquote. You see what you're dealing with at the highest level of government, of humanist? And you humanists, do you realize you're your own death? You're destroying your own families. You know, this relativistic humanism or humanist point of view has gotten every aspect of public education. Some other researchers found in a civics textbook written prior to the lie that Reagan gave, that the fall of Russia, communism in Russia, he lied about that. Reagan was another liar, too. He's never a patriot. He's a Freemason. He's an actor. He's a liar. And admitted on TV. That's pretty slam dunk. He said, this textbook is quoted as saying, "There are many forms of government that can provide the order, security, and services that society needs. In the world today, monarchy, dictatorship, and democracy are the three most common forms of government." So the book goes on, describes these three forms. An example, quote, of such a modern-day monarchy is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. A dictatorship is a government controlled by one person called a dictator. Quote, "Recent military dictatorships include Germany under Hitler, Libya under Colonel Gaddafi. A third form of government is a democracy, a system in which the power is shared by all the people. Democracy seems government by the people, by voting, by choosing representatives. The people decide how their government will meet their needs and protect their rights and freedoms. The United States was the first modern democracy, unquote. Now, there's some glaring problems with this quote. Big problems. Put on your sunglasses, because they're glaring. First of all, the textbook authors failed to mention that the most common form of government in the world is Marxist, Leninism, Socialism, which is communism. Oh, they come up with other names, communitarianism, and all kinds of other nonsense to make it kind of muddy. But the students left to decide that Red China and Russia must be democracies, since they're obviously not monarchies or military dictatorships, and their people get to vote, which we've never done in our history. Oh, you go to the polls, but it don't count. And secondly, these authors call the United States the first modern democracy. That's a lie. Because the founders of the country never intended to establish a democracy. Never was intended. The facade was, we got one. The true intention behind the scenes by the secret societies was, you're never going to get one. Quite the contrary, what they did is set up a constitutional republic. Then they targeted that too. You think you have a democracy. You've been indoctrinated also. A democracy is that form of government where everybody gets the majority wants. Well, the best example is the mob named after Willie Lynch, 1711, called a lynch mob. Willie Lynch was the name for that one. Lynch mob. 10 ranchers caught a stranger suspecting of cattle rustling. They voted 10-1. Hang him. No due process. No innocent until proven guilty. No trial by jury. Now, a constitutional republic, by contrast, is a kind of a type of government that creates a contract between the people and representative government that they supposedly elect. I'm not a lawyer, but that's kind of what I can gather. And this contract, the Constitution, yeah, allegedly protects the individual citizens against the tyranny of a powerful leader or the whims of an angry electorate by guaranteeing certain rights. It's been subverted since 1938. It's never intended to be used in the first place. Facade was, the facade of having a constitutional republic was challenged by Abraham Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. So the rights you Americans take for granted are guaranteed you by the Constitution, supposedly. The Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all that was brought to you by the Jesuits to placate in the 1700s. Lied to by Ben Franklin and all the others. They were Jesuits. They were Freemasons, foot soldiers of the Jesuits. They lied to your ancestors in the 1700s. Ben Franklin was a Satanist. He belonged to the Hellfire Club. That was just one example. But you know the rights we're talking about here? The founders believed came from our Creator. They had to have that to foment the wars, so they could use fight for liberty, fight for freedom as a call sign, which Edward Bernays confirms he used to stir up people after 1909 for war, as they created the wars. FDR was a part of that in World War I when he was Assistant Secretary of Defense, Secretary of the Navy, excuse me. He was impatient about getting in World War I. But there is no creator and no constitution, there's no inalienable rights, majority rules, even if you're right and the majority is wrong. Now, democracy, right? Well, I owe you all a little evidence here. Make this quick so I get back to humanism. About your democracy, March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees of witnesses, FDR said, and I quote, Listen carefully to what this quote is behind closed doors. Never to be released to the public. It was released, however, in 1950s by Senator Lundeen, who attended the meeting. And gave it to Red Fog of America, William G. Carr, who wrote Red Fog of America in the early 50s. And he published it. This quote is behind closed doors by FDR. He said, and I quote, "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people, Illuminati, ahead of all instruments, the American citizens. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people, as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist, it never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. I am going to infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law. Confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. And my New Deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me I must discontinue my present activities and program." Unquote. Looking back, you'll see where he took us off the gold standard. Helped bring to fruition the birth certificates that put every American as collateral in a bank loan as correct. They were planning a military takeover to be a dictator in 1933-34. You also find in research that FDR, Churchill, the Japanese elite, planned from scratch Pearl Harbor in the 1920s to justify a war that was planned, World War II, planned before 1873 by a Freemason named Albert Pike. Third World War, he planned, is still coming. Anyway, that's another broadcast. Now you see how it really works? That's the truth. And all of your government, Democrat and Republicans, and libertarians, whatever, are all part of it. Because they've taken a blood oath against you, because they are humanists and members of the secret societies. They're looking for anti-gun biased. And you know the same textbook I gave you quotes from? Forces a high schooler to make a choice for global government by presenting only two choices in a multiple choice situation. The two choices is nuclear war or world government. The text is as follows, quote, "Futurists also make political predictions. Some think that a nuclear war will break out, while others believe that countries will form a worldwide government. What do you think about these views? Think about which ones are likely to happen. Then ask yourself what you hope the future will be and what steps we might take to reach that future." Humanism has crept into your schools, in your lives, since the day this country was born. Now, I got plenty more to say about humanism, but I want to go into, for the sake of clarity, what is humanism? 1933, and again in 1973, the humanist manifestos were published to the world in 33 and 1973, about 40 years apart. So the world would know what humanists believed. And these documents contain passages that I've acquired. And it goes something like this. First, they say, "We believe traditional traditional, dogmatic, authoritarian religions that place revelation, God, ritual, or creed above human needs and experience do a disservice to the human species. As non-theists, we began with humans, not God, nature, not deity. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. We must save ourselves. Where in the world have I heard that before? Now, I've heard that somewhere before. Since they control religion, what do you think they might bring that to? About 10,000 people.
I just want to encourage every one of us to realize when we obey God, we're not doing it for God. I mean, that's one way to look at it. We're doing it for ourselves. Because God takes pleasure when we're happy. That's the thing that gives Him the greatest joy this morning. So I want you to know this morning, just do good for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. When you come to church, when you worship Him, you're not doing it for God, really. You're doing it for yourself. Because that's what makes God happy. Amen.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
That was Victoria Osteen. And somebody grafted in this YouTube thing, this other dialogue, which I agree with. That's what she really said in front of her 10,000, in front of her 10,000 parishioners not long ago. Does that sound familiar now? They're all coming out of the woodwork of the humanist that all of them have been all along and away from Jesus. Jesus is not happy, I can tell you that. And away from the King James Bible because it convicts, it gives the truth, and they're trying to cover it over with the NIV, New American Standard Bible, ESV Jerusalem Bible, you name it, are all humanist Bibles by design. Westcott and Hort, two Freemasons. The Duray Reims, Latin Vomit Gate. Oh, I'm sorry. The Latin Vulgate are all corrupt Bibles by design, by Freemasons, by humanists. No deity can save us. We must save ourselves. Number, the third part of their declaration is, quote, we affirm that moral values derive their source from human experiences. Ethics is autonomous and situational. Needing no theological or ideological sanctions, we strive for the good life here and now. Unquote. Well, that's got a double-edged sword, family, because the New Agers believe this. They like that idea. The felons is going to be released when they close down the prisons, and they will, because that's part of the Humanist Manifesto, is to close down the prisons and use them that's been trained as your security or police officers in the National Police Force. That's a fact. Well, here's a double-edged sword. You all New Agers out there, you say, well, do as I will, it's the whole of the law. Uh-huh. That means you're going to close down the prisons, right? Yeah. Well, there's a backside on that. They're going to release the felons into the population with no control. In other words, like throwing you into an alligator pit. And you won't march the law when they go crazy. Now you get the idea what they got planned? Fifth, although science can account for the causes of behavior, the possibilities of individual freedom of choice exist in human life and should be increased. The felons will love that. Sixth, in the area of sexuality, we believe that intolerant attitudes, unduly repressed sexual conduct, and the right to birth control, abortion, and divorce should be recognized. Individuals should be permitted to express their sexual proclivities and pursue their lifestyles as they desire. You not see that? This is old. This is old stuff. Now they see an opportunity after 1945 to slowly chip away each decade of generation of children to accept this belief. Colorado, a couple hundred kids are last week were marching against this conservative group that was going to teach patriotism and all that in schools and history. Well, the kids are just told to be there, and the conservative group works for the same group the kids work for, and it's coordinated to make it happen that way. You understand? So there's no real conservative group that was benevolently going to teach in the school these values. They picked all the right ones, you see. So they would hire. They would come up with a conservative group trained by the humanists to do this. Another group would train the kids. Okay, kids, now let's do your posters up. Be out there on this date. Okay, all right. You all there? You got your parents? Check with your parents. Okay, they're good. All right, you're going to be there, right? That's how they did it. Because they work both sides of these issues. Always. No exception. Seventh, a full range of civil liberties. Oh, whoopee. Includes the recognition of the individual's right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and their right to suicide. Satan is saying, oh, goody, goody, goody. Family, you got Ouija boards that are pink now. Now, how can a pink Ouija board hurt you? I do know that they have some pink 9mm weapons out there that's got a real bullet that goes through the pink 9mm, and that sucker will kill you as dead as a black one will. Well, the Ouija board, in fact, works. Your Pentagon has weaponized witchcraft. Fact. That's where the kids go to get raped and murdered, and your Pentagon in the middle of it, and your Joint Chief of Staff, and your CEOs, and all these are part of this, because that opens up portals for them to be possessed. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. It's called the Royal Secret in Freemasonry, 33rd degree. It is total evil. But the right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and the right to suicide has been worked on in Oregon since 1994. And in fact, Belgium has passed it and is using it and it's working in Belgium as a model. Look up right now. And then look up Oregon and the 4, 5, 6 states that's getting ready to jump on it. In the same way they passed marijuana, the other states jump on it. They passed the lift the ban of homosexual marriage. They jump on it. Then they have a state that says, no, we're not going to lift the ban. They do this on purpose. You know why? Because then they get the Supreme Court to come in and make a ruling. See, Harvard taught them well in their humanist lawyership. Right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and a right to suicide. In other words, a full range of civil liberties includes the recognition of the individual's right to go to hell when they kill themselves. Okay. I never was good at political correctness. And to take your children away from you that you want to protect and love and care for, even if they're disabled, to take that right away from you so they can kill them and you can't do anything about it. I never was good at softening the blow either. Sorry. But that's exactly what they're doing. Eighth, we extend participatory democracy to the family. People are more important than the decalogues and rules and prescriptions and regulations. The decalogue is the Ten Commandments. That's why they want the NAACP, ACLU, you just name it. They have their assignments. They work for the Illuminati, Tavistock. That's what they do. They have a kid or set up a situation. Then they'll go to court, and the NAACP will fund it, lawyer it, go in, set up a precedence, and they troll it. That's how it works. Ninth, the separation of church and state and the separation of ideology and state are imperatives. See, they say we have to separate church and state. You know why? So you won't connect the dots. Works on cue. You're talking about politics, somebody brings up God. No, hold on now, man. We want to mix politics and religion today. It's like on cue, man. It's on cue. Don't connect the dots. We don't want you to. It's in the school, man. They teach you. Don't connect. Don't want to mix up church and state. No. Don't connect the dots. Don't do it. It's all set up. Oh, man. 12th, we deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. We have reached a turning point in history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty and to move toward the building of a world community. We look at the development of a system of world law and a world order based upon transnational federal government. I'll tell you right there. Well, let me tell you what it really says. Here's what they're not telling you. These rascals, man, I tell you what. Let me tell you what they're not telling y'all. See, they create conflicts so you'll not want conflicts anymore. It's called dialectic. Here's what they're not telling you about this part that I just read you. About division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. So they use nationalistic grounds to cause the wars. We're tired of war. Yeah, we know. We cause it that way, y'all. Now we want you to have peace, right? Yeah, we want peace. Okay, we got peace for you. Well, here's what's really going on. Brought Chisholm, director of the World Health Organization in 1948-1953, was heavy into this planning on an international level. And it began in 1945, and he was put in that position to set up the plans for the world government right after 1945, as promulgated by Tavistock, that controls our government through the Council of Foreign Relations and other just nefarious Luciferian agendas, and that's a fact. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. He's a Unitarian. Do you see a consistency here? But he's not done. He also said, Brock Chisholm, said that after talking about when he was talking some of his speeches, that after they crowned the head of the Illuminati, king despot of what they call the universe, New World Order, the agentur of the Illuminati will, quote, "next proceed to eradicate." That means kill. You understand this? Exterminate. Kill. Depopulation. Murder. Okay? To eradicate racial characteristics, first by mixing the black, red, and yellow, white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, quote, "by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear," unquote. Now, they're going to eradicate racial characteristics. What are they going to do with those that already have the pure races? Now, what they've done is they've taken your KKK, your Black Panthers, your other groups, and caused them to fight each other about racial division. That's pretty obvious. So they'll get tired of it. They brought us all in the United States since 1425 to blend together, and they have, in fact, accomplished this. If you look at the October issue, 2013, National Geographic You look up Changing Faith of America. They have, in fact, achieved this goal by mixing all the races together in one human being. That way you won't have any division. That way they'll now more likely come together as a world government and the people work together under despotic, satanic leadership. That's the problem. And they're going to kill off, as I said, the racial characteristics. The pure races will be killed off. The black, red, yellow, and white pure races will be killed off. The mixture, allegedly, will be kept and used as their slaves. And then that same planning document, they say that the next step in a diabolical plan that you'll find in Red Fog of America, William G. Carr, first edition, page 223, will be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters, and that is to be accomplished by mass medication. Quote, experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since 1900 A.D., as was told previously. Fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. What they didn't say was that the fluoridation, even to the people who were briefing on this, would lead to death by long-term, by aluminum and fluorine. I covered this last week. See, I go the full step on my research. Now they can identify your culture, white folk, black folk, Chinese folk, just your cultural characteristic, DNA. They can create a disease just for your DNA. That should have sent a shock through some of you, if you understand the implications on that. And the digital tattoo, I'll probably talk about that later on this week, further identifies you. Now, tomorrow will be part three, and I will cover specific humanist goals and characteristics as associated with the teaching of humanism, of what the traditional basic system of law, the Bible, is compared to the comprehensive belief system of humanism. I will cover it in detail tomorrow. I've laid the groundwork today. I've given you the kind of alert for humanist propaganda that's been going on since we were born and our children were born. But I give you some indications of how you can find out. It's a little bit late now, but you'll at least be able to identify kind of an alert list for humanist propaganda programming. And then we'll go into details tomorrow. I'll start at 2 hours. It'll take us about 2 hours. I cover in detail and give you some situational ethics and situational articles and so forth to show how they've done it. It all fits together, family. So, family, that we're about there. Monday, lay the groundwork. Tonight, 9 to 11, we'll cover some issues and points. I want to hit the ground running tonight. 9 o'clock to 11. On Blog Talk Radio, Watchmen for Jesus program, and is sponsored by Revelation Radio Network. So you go to Blog Talk, put in Watchmen for Jesus, it'll take you to the page, and then make sure that the date at the URL bar is taken out, and just find the general listing for it. So you'll find the current date in the URL for the Watchmen for Jesus program on Revelation Radio Network on Blog Talk. However, if you don't want to do that, or the sound is bad on Blog Talk, although they have a chat there, I don't have a chat, but you can also come on my website at watchmenforjesus.com, and I have a good sound there, like you're hearing now, if you're there, my website. My website, watchmenforjesus.com, and my Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. We're also played up in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, in his network. He plays us randomly on his broadcasting network in those three states. And we appreciate that. Our Bible studies and broadcast. Tomorrow, I'll be back on at 4. Hit the ground running with part 3 of Humanist Manifesto in detail. Today, I just want to kind of lay the groundwork. And I did, and, well, I hope I did. And then tomorrow will be detailed. So y'all have a good night. And no, family, listen, they've lost this already. It's just, when Jesus Christ comes back, you're going to be ready. There's nothing they can do about that. They're helpless. They're afraid, and they're scared. But that's something they can solve if they were to take Jesus Christ as Savior, renounce, be delivered, renounce the blood oath they've taken, and to be free with the truth. Then it don't matter when the rapture is. There's no argument about pre-trib, mid-trib, or what. Who cares? If you're with Jesus Christ, it don't matter when it's going to be. You won't waste your time discussing something you're not in control of anyway. It don't matter. It matters though if it happens and you're not ready. Ready meaning repenting of sins and taking Jesus as your Savior between you and Him. No priest, rabbi, bishop, cardinal, or preacher, or rabbi, or whatever. I said rabbi. Whatever. Or shaman. It don't make one bit of difference. There's no in between you and God except for Jesus Christ. That's it. And the King James Bible, it tells you what to do. Holy Spirit guides you through it. And that's all that matters. In fact, we're getting down to it. It's another serious attempt they're getting ready to make. You better start making that decision now. And you better straighten out your preacher too, because they're telling you about false prophecies and whatever, four blood moons and all this nonsense. We're in the tribulations already. That's nonsense. Total nonsense. Carl Gallup and all the rest of them. We're in the sixth trumpet. No, we're not. He's a liar. Or they're terribly misguided. Either way, they're responsible because, as I said before, they have positions of responsibility that they better adhere to. Because they will be judged by God and very harshly if they're not preaching the truth through the King James Bible. Y'all have a good night now. And we'll see y'all tonight at 9 o'clock. Hit the ground running, 9 to 11, Eastern Standard Time. Or tomorrow at 4. Good night. God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.